about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Uh-oh, Pfizer is recalling 650,000 bottles of Advil liquid gels. What do you think I've been taking for my back pain this week? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Don't you hate that? You finally take... I hardly go with taking medicine. I don't even like to take birth control if I don't have to. I do the I lock my knees method. And so I finally break down, and I got to tell you, those Advil liquid gels help. I know somebody called and told me to do the DSMO. Yes, I know I haven't got that yet. Donovan told me there's this really good heating pad that I could use. That's Velcro. I would love to strap that sucker on. That would be nice. But I have to admit, I've been, you know, taking some Advil to get through work. I just couldn't take off work all week. And I guess 650,000 bottles of Advil pain relief medicine has been recalled due to strong odor in the product. Wait a second. Is this like what happened with the Tylenol issue last year? New York-based Pfizer issued the voluntary recall of 8 lots of Advil liquid gel bottles in March to retail distribution centers only. The recall wasn't at the consumer level. Whew, good, because I consumed, baby. Boy, did I consume. The Advil recall was issued because an element of the manufacturing process, of course, may have caused a strong odor in the product. What element in the manufacturing process caused odor? Anyway, they were able to isolate the issue and took corrective action. Could worker number 5 please take some Beano? All right. The recalled product was manufactured. Oh, who cares? It doesn't matter. If it doesn't affect us, we're good. Whew. I hate that. Remember what happened with Bakal a long time ago? Do you guys remember that? Bakal was a cholesterol medication. People were getting, you know, prescriptions filled of that puppy left and right. And then all of a sudden, you know, they had to take it off the market and everyone was like, no, you know, at least with Avandia, the diabetic medication, or Vioxx, you know, we had some warning. But I remember with Bakal, there was no warning. And, you know, I have patients coming in who I hadn't seen for months, go, all right, Dr. Dahlia, I need my refill of my Bakal. I'm like, well, you're still on Bakal? No. You know, everybody was fine. I forgot why they took it off, why they, I don't know. I really can't keep up with it. You know, when they tell me don't prescribe a medicine anymore, I'm like, I'm good. I am good. All right. This whole Facebook, what happened? Facebook, fizzled today on the stock market. I thought everybody lost money, but I guess no. I guess the big, huge investors, IPO, all the big time investors who were part of this thing made money. I guess because there was heavy trading, but any little guy that bought Facebook stock for $40 a share or $38 a share lost money. Isn't it always a little guy that loses? I didn't buy Facebook stock because I told you guys, I think Facebook is going to have a self-destruct. I don't want it to self-destruct, but I think Facebook's going to self-destruct. I think what's happening is too many people are on it. So when you're not very popular and you don't add too many people, you can really get the most use of it. But when, unfortunately, you've added everybody and their mother and their dog, my cat is even on Facebook, and my cat's really obnoxious. It's too difficult to read the posts. And so I think what's happening is everybody's posting and nobody's going to be reading each other's posts, and it'll fall out of favor. And advertisers, I think GM already pulled advertising from it. So would I invest in Facebook stock? Probably not. But then again, I haven't invested in stock, and that's probably why I have to work 2 jobs. So maybe I'm not the best person to get financial advice on. But I'm not done yet on Facebook. Facebook's still in the news. Did you guys hear about this? An Indian woman is divorcing her husband because he never changed his relationship status to married. on Facebook. Did you know that, guys? Did you realize there's a marital status on Facebook? Well, apparently, her husband, a 31-year-old businessman, told the court that updating his status had simply slipped his mind. That's what husbands always say. And you want to know what? I mean, a lot of times they're right. I mean, they don't really think about this kind of stuff. Yet, they were married for a whole 2 months. The 28-year-old IT professional wife was furious and is actually pressing on with the divorce because she couldn't trust him. The judge asked them to both undergo 6 months of counseling. Now, this, honestly, all of you, I if you have a Facebook account, could you please check? I think my husband has married, but, you know, married to a ball and chain woman who drives me crazy and is probably going to check my status, so I'm writing this. That's what I think my husband has on his. married but don't want to be. I don't know, but that's crazy. So Facebook is, Walmart's in the news. Walmart's in the news. Yeah, somebody got bit by a rattlesnake. I guess he was finding mulch for his marijuana plants. What was he doing? And I guess there was a snake that bit him. I don't know. I gotta look into that. So anyway, we have a very, 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 very good show. As usual, I do apologize. I am kind of still suffering from low back pain. Apparently your, radio doc, you know, still needs some doctoring, but I'm a heck of a lot better. It's just, thanks to my Advil, thanks to my husband, chiropractor. I know I've been getting emails all week. Well, Dr. Dahlia, get a massage. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to get a massage because after, what's been going on with John Travolta, you know, all I need is somebody going, oh, Dr. Dahlia tried to sexually assault me during a massage. Like, no, thank you. And I like massage. I think a massage therapist, they are probably the most beloved people in the health industry, even if they aren't a healthcare worker. I tell you, those massage therapists, you know, and not only do they have to physically work on you, they also have to hear all your baloney. So they're kind of psychologists at the same time. So I could probably see a massage therapist, you know, and sit there and complain about my whole week. Or I could have Donovan do it, who's working the dials. He loves hearing my BS. All right, guys, don't go away more. Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. He is awesome. He is my knight in shining armor. I love Donovan, the big D. We got Donovan. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please keep following me on Twitter and follow me on my Facebook fan page. I hate taking off. I hate calling in sick. But if some of you have noticed that some of my hours have had to be best ofs, again, I apologize. It just, you know, I want to give you guys the best show I possibly can. And if I am kind of feeling under the weather because of my stupid back, you know, I've been, kind of having to play a couple best ofs this week. So I really thank you all for being patient and still sticking with me. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello.
I got a question about hair loss. I've been with the doctor several times about it. It started out, I lost a couple patches in my beard. I had a full beard. And now I have no beard, and I've lost about 10% of my mustache and all of my hair on my head. I was wondering if you can tell me what might cause that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Yeah, it's called alopecia areata. It's kind of autoimmune. There's something on the inside that's causing you to lose your hair and loose patches, and it's rough. I have so many people that come in. Sometimes they're like disc areas, like you'd see in those alien movies, where, I mean, you lose your hair in patches or circles, and it doesn't always have to be the scalp. It could be mustache area, it could be beard, and many of us in the general population don't see it because other people cover it up. I, as a doctor, I see it all the time. I see patients all the time come in, you know, with the patches. So men, a lot of times, they'll shave their beard, shave their mustache, so no one can tell, you know, or they'll wear a hat, or women will wear a wig. And so it's a lot more common than people think. Now, most of the time, the hair grows back. But for a lot of my patients, I'll send them to the dermatologist, and sometimes the dermatologist will actually do steroid injections underneath the skin of where you're losing your hair, because it's an autoimmune, you know, possible inflammatory response that's causing you to lose your hair, but it's not killing the hair follicle. It just, some people, it happens to them again and again and again, as with, it sounds like what's going on with you. So my recommend, it sounds like alopecia areata. Of course, have your thyroid checked. You know, make sure you aren't diabetic. You know, make sure your doctor is. But it sounds like if you've gone to the doctor multiple times, they've already done a pretty good medical workup on you. But unfortunately, with alopecia areata, we don't have a cure, and it just can keep coming back. Sometimes they'll have you take oral medication. Sometimes they'll use a Rogaine. But Rogaine, I notice, works better for male pattern baldness. I don't know if it works as good for the spot areas, because again, this is a whole different process when you have the alopecia issue. But, unfortunately, that's what it's called, alopecia areata. I would definitely recommend seeing a dermatologist and going from there. All right. Definitely keep me posted. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, in the news today, the CDC has urged that all baby boomers, the generation born from 1945 through 1965, should get hepatitis C testing. All of you. All of you go get hepatitis C testing. They think it is so underdiagnosed. All right. They say 1 in 30 baby boomers, we're talking 1 in 30, has been infected with hepatitis C. Most don't know it. Now, hepatitis C is one of the more serious of the hepatitis. As we talked about hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. Hepatitis A, you could get, you know, from food, oral fecal, you know, a restaurant becomes contaminated. You could pick it up from there. You know, you get sick, but it's usually self-limiting. It could be serious, but for the most part, you don't have any long-term sequela from it. B and C last with you for life. And B and C could both cause cancer, B more so than C. C could cause liver failure. Both of them could be fairly dangerous. But they say hepatitis C is more common than we think in our baby boomers. They say a one-time cost-effective blood test would identify hundreds of thousands of hidden infections. Now, how do you get hepatitis C? Well, you could get it from sex, unprotected sex. You could get it from a blood transfusion. And remember, the reason why baby boomers are more affected than younger people is because when you had blood transfusions years ago, they didn't test the blood for hepatitis C. And what else was it tested or controlled back then? Tattoo parlors. So any of my Vietnam vets and Korean vets, World War II vets that have tattoos, I always run a quick hepatitis panel on them. Just because it wasn't, I think, until the late 80s when they started to look at tattoo parlors, and OSHA got involved and said, look, you know, we have to make sure you're using aseptic technique and you're sterile, et cetera. And so it's a little frustrating for a lot of my veterans who, you know, just, you know, got their tattoo at a neighborhood corner store and, you know, went on their way. Now, many people could carry hepatitis C and nothing happened to them, but we really want to know who you are. And, of course, would probably tell you to wear condoms until we figure this out, because we don't want you to spread hepatitis C if you have it, but it's a quick blood test. I know Obamacare would say, oh, too expensive. You can't be testing everybody for hepatitis C. Who cares? Do it. All right? Get your hepatitis C tested. And another thing, too, by the way, any of you with arthritis, and we're talking about polyarthropathy, multiple joints involved, have the doctor check your hepatitis. Sometimes an underlying hepatitis could be involved. Now, your doctor will usually check you for gout. They'll usually check your sed rate, your CPK. They'll check you for lupus. They'll check you for rheumatism. Ask them to run a hepatitis test. I think we all should probably have a hepatitis test run. Why not? And I should probably just say, anybody who's had unprotected sex, anybody who's ever had unprotected sex, not only check your HIV, but check your hepatitis, and have them throw a syphilis test in there. I mean, if you're going to get blood work, get it done. And get it done right. So that's what they're now recommending. All baby boomers get hepatitis C test. That's what we're doing. They say 15,000 Americans die each year from hepatitis C-related illness, including cirrhosis and liver cancer. So let's not mess around. Okay, also what's not messing around is this flesh-eating bacteria. Okay, the Georgia student, still alive, doing well. She's been told she has to get her extra, she has to get additional amputations. She says she's okay with it. I'm assuming they have her on major pain medicines. Sounds like her spirit is good. All right. But somebody whose spirit is not doing too good is a gentleman who barely lost his penis. There's a man suing after he claims a major medical mistake has left him disfigured. Enrique Mia testified at the Miami-Dade County Courthouse from his new home in Lima, Peru, via Skype. He had wanted to improve his sex life in 2007 by having a penis implant. And according to his lawyer, he had pre-existing medical conditions that probably should have precluded him from the surgery. Now, I believe he had high blood pressure and diabetes. And from what I understand, because they claim because it was diabetic, he was more vulnerable, such that when he did contract a bacterial infection, i.e. flesh-eating bacteria, it caused necrosis of his penis, gangrene, and I guess it happened as quickly as 9 days surrounding the surgery. And they say that the bacteria ate his penis centimeter by centimeter. I didn't realize they had that big of a jaw or a bite. Anyway, all right, I get it. It went, okay. And as a result of this, he had to spend the rest of his life without a functioning penis. He has to sit down to urinate. Will never have intimate relationships. And so he is now suing for malpractice. So, okay, a horrible case. All right, and I know flesh-eating bacteria is freaking everybody out. I know everybody now is going to their doctor asking for antibiotics, which is going to be a problem in and of itself. But the other point that this case brings up, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is if his lawyer is saying, because the patient was diabetic, he should have had a surgery, is there a possibility, I mean, if this court case sets precedence, that anybody with diabetes that has a bad outcome could sue their doctor because they operated when they were diabetic? And then if that's the case, and we doctors see this, our doctor's going to want to operate on you if you're diabetic because they think if you have a bad outcome, you're going to come back, you know, and sue them. So my worry here is if this court case does go through, I mean, I feel bad for the gentleman. He contracted a bacteria, and whenever we undergo surgery, when I've undergone surgery, we all sign a consent going, we understand infections can happen. There's only so much control. You know, we're going to use sterile equipment. We're going to do everything we can, but we can acquire some sort of bacteria that sets in and causes infection. We understand that can happen, and there's not much we can do about it except hopefully treat it if, God forbid, it happens. But if this case goes through and is successful in that a doctor should have not operated because he was diabetic and had high blood pressure, then what do you do if you have high blood pressure and diabetes? Are doctors not going to want to operate on you? Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I'm ever not live when you call, you could still call in to our phone line. We will play it on air. I love it when you are live because then we could go back and forth and I could get a little bit more medical history. I especially love the calls over the emails just because I think I could do more. But that doesn't mean I dislike emails or messages. We will do whatever we do because I can't be on air 24/7. I know many of you are saying thank heavens for that. So call into our phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could call in 24/7. If we're live, we'll take the call. If we're not, we'll play it on the next live call. If you're going to miss the answer, you can go to my website, play the on demand, and it'll run through the previous day's shows, or you could go to archives or podcasts, all right? And you can also email me at drdahlia.com. Now, Jordan from Youngstown writes, "Doctor, please tell me how to send you a copy of my chest x-ray. My doctor wants me to see a lung specialist for a spot on my lungs. He says my report says infiltrate versus atelectasis." That's probably atelectasis, but that's okay, atelectasis. I like it. Adeletus. Adeletas. Sass brass. I'm looking at the film now, he says, and I see a huge black spot on the left that is scaring me. Please respond if you can. I'm obviously worried. Okay, I'm probably going to write you just in case you're missing this on air, because I know you're probably scared. Okay, first of all, a few things. If you ever want me to look at your x-ray, again, I'm not too computer savvy, but I think if you send me a JPEG file, is that all you could send me, a photo file? You could do that. Okay, many x-rays are in digital form. If you ever want me to look at your x-ray, that's fine. Again, I'm not a board-certified radiologist. I'm a board-certified family doc, but if you ever want me to take a peek, I could take a peek. I mean, as long as you're able to get it to me through, don't mail me films, though. I live in the most deserty part of the country, and I would hate for any of the x-rays to cook. So don't send me the films, but by digital, you could definitely email or, you know, possibly disk. I don't like the putting in a disk because some of them carry viruses. So I think it's a JPEG file. You could send that to me. Second, black on an x-ray. Guys, don't panic about black on an x-ray. Black is air. You're supposed to have air. Your x-rays, especially lungs, we want to see black. I know everybody freaks out, especially if they're smokers, with black lung. Okay, you panic about black lung or a lung that's blackened when you're looking at the actual lung with your naked eye. X-ray, because of the density and the exposure, black is air. So my guess is if you're seeing a huge black spot on the left, it could be the stomach bubble. Or it could be, you know, your lungs. Now, what worries me is you're only seeing one black spot. You know, your lungs, both sides should kind of be black, meaning air. You know, when you look at the chest x-ray, many of you can imagine a chest x-ray, you know, the body's in white. The arms are white because of the bone. The more dense, the lighter the object. Air less dense will be black. So you see the heart in the center of your chest x-ray because of its density. It has a muscle. It has the blood. If you have pneumonia, it'll show white patches because it'll be a whiter patch than the black air, but less white than the bone because it's less dense. You get that? So how we diagnose pneumonia or effusion is based on the density. Of course, you got to take into account the exposure. You know, and how the film was taken and prepared, but fluid patchiness will look like infiltrate. Now, if your report says infiltrate versus atelectasis, we call it. Many of you write me about, and I love how you guys type out your x-ray reports, which is great. I love communicating by email. Everybody asks me, what is atelectasis? When you have a chest x-ray, you're supposed to take a big deep breath. Now, you take a big deep breath to open up your lungs. Now, I like to think of your lung linings like an accordion. When the accordion is pushed together, you have all the layers on top of each other. When you expand and pull it out, then, you know, you open up the accordion, obviously. So if you aren't taking a big deep breath, or if, let's say, you've been laying in a hospital bed for days, right? Or you're just going to have weak lungs, your layers of your lungs will stick together like an accordion that isn't opened. That's called atelectasis. However, if your lung layers are laying on top of each other, we can't say that you don't have an infiltrate or an early infection because it's whitish. So if he wants you to see a lung specialist and the report says infiltrate versus atelectasis, I'm a little relieved because nothing's saying mass. Okay, I don't like hearing mass. Mass is where they see a mass of something. So my guess is he probably wants a better film done, and he probably wants your lungs evaluated just to make sure you don't have anything hiding there. All right, but please don't panic about a black spot, okay, because black is air. And I know there's so much more I want to talk about with the x-rays or chest x-rays, but we'll go on from there. And any questions you have about your x-rays, please let me know. Yes, there are bone islands you can have, and there are cysts, and there are lucencies. The only time I would ever be concerned about a darker spot would be, let's say somebody has multiple myeloma, and they have, it almost looks like moth-eaten parts of bone. So instead of there being the white bone, you have the darker spots. That would probably be the only time I would say I would panic if there was a dark spot. But usually dark in the lungs is your air. So I wouldn't panic about that. But, you know, realize whenever any of you take x-rays, you know, especially the chest x-ray, you want to make sure you're taking a big, deep breath. And Always get the reports. It's always nice, to get the reports. I wanted to say something. I'm trying to remember. There was something I wanted to talk about when we were talking about masses and lung masses. And I'm sorry. I hopefully it'll come to me. I apologize. All right. 1-8. It's the Advil. It's probably the Advil liquid gels. I got to lay off the Advil. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess there's a story out today saying 1/3 of homeless people are obese. 1/3 of homeless people in the United States are actually obese, which is the same rate as the general population. That's very interesting. This is a study coming out of Harvard Medical School in Boston and University of Oxford in the UK. So the high rate of obesity among homeless people may be due to their reliance on cheap foods that contain high levels of fat and sugar. Now, another possibility is because they eat very inconsistently, their body goes into metabolism mode. Metabolism slows down. But, you know, a study came out also this week saying cheap food isn't always, junk food isn't always less expensive. You know, people will say, well, I have to eat junk food because I'm on a low budget. And I don't know if you've noticed, but all week long, there's been these stories, you know, telling you, well, this is what you could do. You could buy this lettuce, you could buy this carrot, you could buy this, you know, and you could actually spend less money on healthy food. So I don't want to hear that coming from you. Well, healthy food, now, organic, yes, is more expensive, you know, but going and buying vegetables, going and buying whole grains, you know, rather than cupcakes, I think more of us can do it than we think on our budget. Now, in addition to those studies, another report came out today saying guys won't eat vegetables because it makes them look wimpy. Men, even if they know vegetables are healthier, this report comes out coming from, I'm trying to see which scientist gets credit, which Cornell University, I think. Apparently, a man eating a baby carrot, right, with his fork, doesn't look as manly as a man eating a steak. And men will eat even steak more than hamburger because it's more macho. And many men will not order the salad if they think other people are watching. Now, remember I talked about yogurt last week and how sexy that is? Forgot to eat some yogurt? We thought it was sexy because remember rats were eating yogurt and their testicles enlarged and they were more macho and thought they were sexier. So I told you men, go and eat some yogurt. Men were like, I gotta eat yogurt. That's not macho. Well, really, men, if you're not eating little baby carrots or a little what are the little broccoliettes, those little broquettes? Really? Guys, honestly, girls do think that's sexy. A man eating a salad wearing a peach shirt or a white shirt with a pink tie is very sexy and very manly. All right? I don't want to hear this. Don't make me start singing Macho Man. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, our Facebook fan page at Facebook. Yep. No, I didn't buy stock. I don't think I will. I don't know how to deal with the stock market. One, I don't have any extra money. Two, if at $38 a share or whatever it is, right? I would buy three, right? I don't like spending money, especially not on the stock market. So anyway, we were talking about vegetarians and how men, or not vegetarians, but how men, may not be eating little baby carrots, or little, peas, baby peas, right? Or the, what's the one that has the soy? Why can't I think of it? Anyway, now I'm thinking, see, I don't know my vegetables either because I eat a lot of meat too. you know, red meat, they say, you know, men find so much more macho than eating hamburger meat, chicken, fish, or salads. Edamames. I think edamames, if a man ate edamame with me, I would not think any less of his masculinity. Well, get this, guys. There is now the world's first vegetarian shark. There is a shark at the Birmingham National Sea Life Center who, her name is Florence. She's a 6-foot nurse shark. She started life as a meat eater, but apparently she had a rusty hook in her jaw. And it was removed in 2009, and since then, she has stopped eating meat. In fact, they'll even try and hide meat in other food, like celery and vegetables. She will not eat meat. She likes cucumbers and celery. Now, I'm looking at her. She's not the prettiest looking thing, unfortunately, but she is literally, I am seeing a shark eat lettuce, cucumber, and celery. I never thought I would see that. Yeah. And it's, I mean, maybe they could get a little bit of fish if they really hide, but she only wants to go out after the vegetables. And it's kind of interesting how a rusty hook that probably caused her a significant amount of pain, how a rusty hook could have possibly changed her appetite with that. Well, darn. I mean, if I could get off the red meat, right, lose the extra needed pounds I need to, you know, maybe I'll, you know, when my husband flings that hook when he goes fishing, I always have to duck. Maybe I shouldn't duck next time. It'll help me with my meat appetite. So anyway, guys, for those of you not thinking it's macho to eat vegetables, we got a shark that eats vegetables. So that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, what's pretty cool is, I guess, in Colombia, they found a turtle fossil. And I know people are like, well, who cares? You know, there's turtle fossils everywhere. Well, not like this one. They say this turtle was about the size of a car. The head is the size of an NFL football. Well, I still don't understand why that would be the size of a car than the whole body. An NFL football, well, but anyway, this was discovered in a coal mine in Colombia in 2005. The turtle was given the name Carbonemus Cofrani, which means coal turtle. See, I wish they gave it a Spanish name, like Tortuga de Coal or something like that, but I don't know. They got to put some Latin in there, and then we all lose it. All right. They said it wasn't until now that the turtle was examined and described in a scientific journal, and the findings are detailed this week in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology. Researchers say that this big, huge turtle belongs to a group of side-neck turtles known as Pelomedusoides. Again, sounds made up. The turtle skull is the size of an NFL football, and it is the most complete of the fossil remains. But they say, in addition to its colossal size, the turtle would have been equipped with massive, powerful jaws, and it could have eaten just about anything. See, I like turtles. I always think of turtles being cool. I don't want to think of a dinosaur turtle. I love turtles. You know, we had a turtle. I can't believe it. One of the students from UNLV said her teacher heard one of my shows a long time ago and absolutely freaked out. The professor freaked out because I had said that we don't have this turtle anymore. We let the turtle go. No, my kids wanted a turtle, and we got a turtle, and the turtle kept pooping up its tank no matter how much we cleaned it. It would just sully within a day, and we live off of a lake. So we decided to let the turtle swim in the lake because there's nothing in this lake that'll eat it. And to this day, here we are 3-4 years later, the turtle comes up and pokes its head and we say hi to it, and it swims and it's happy. So whoever listened to my show and was really freaked out that we let our turtle go doesn't mean we killed the turtle or let it go out into the street. The turtle is in a very nice habitat, a beautiful lake, happy and doing well, and is not the size of a car by any means. That would freak me out. I don't think I can handle a turtle the size of a car. Now, what also would freak me out is going to Walmart and getting bit by a snake. Walmart is in the news again, as usual. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We probably talk about Walmart more than anything on this show, just because it's in the news. Apparently, a gentleman shopping for mulch to use on his marijuana plants, Micah Craig, 47 years old, was bitten by a rattlesnake at a Walmart in Idaho. He thinks he's going to need some medical marijuana now because he has the pain and stress of having been bitten by a possible deadly serpent. Now, I guess it was in the outdoor gardening area in the Walmart's parking lot. Now, I guess he was reaching down to grab a stick to move it out of the way. A snake stretched out, bit him. Within 20 minutes, his hand completely swelled to the size of a grapefruit. He is still hospitalized. Now, remember I told you guys, we talked about snake bites, what to do, what not to do. Do not suck out the venom. Do not. All right? And we spent a lot of time talking about when to tourniquet, when not to tourniquet, to raise your arm or not raise your arm. We usually don't have you raise the arm because we don't want the venom coming down. We also want you calm. Because the more you're agitated, the more agitated you are, the more your heart beats, the higher cardiac output you have, the increased heartbeat, heart rate, and then the more you could disseminate any of the venom. So we usually tell you to just go straight to the hospital and let it get addressed. Don't go home. Don't start sucking it out. Don't have your friends suck it out. Don't urinate on it. It's not a jellyfish sting. But we'll probably revisit what to do if you do get stung by a bee, scorpion, what to do with snake bites, spider bites. We should do that. I spent a significant amount of time last year doing it, and we're kind of coming to the time of year where people are going to be bit. We've talked about ticks in great detail, so I think that'll be pretty helpful. All right. Also, really quickly here, looks like they have done research with dogs and arthritis, and they've come up with a new test that could detect and predict osteoarthritis before patients can experience symptoms. Now, osteoarthritis is the wear and tear arthritis, which many of us get, which is probably why I pulled my back out, because I had some baseline arthritis. And they say they could take a single drop of fluid from the patient's joint. Again, they've only done this with dogs, so they can aspirate. They'd have to use a needle. And then there's a biomarker test. They could study the levels of specific proteins that they know are associated with osteoarthritis. All right, this was James Cook, professor of orthopedic surgery and researcher at the MU College of Veterinary Medicine, and it has the potential to predict future arthritis. Now, dog joints operate very similar to humans, all right? Although they can lick places that we can't, still, their joints are very similar to humans. And already the tests have been submitted to the FDA. So if we can, come up with a test, because everybody always says, Dahlia, run a test for arthritis for me. Well, I could only run inflammatory arthritis tests like rheumatism, lupus, gout, osteoarthritis. I have to take an x-ray and look at that, or I have to look at your symptoms. You know when you bend your knee and you hear clicking, click, like right now I'm bending my knee. I don't know if you could hear that. That's some osteoarthritis. I don't think I need a test. I don't think I need you sticking a needle in my joint to figure that out. But many times we can know a lot more about what's going on with your joint by aspirating the fluid. Honestly, that's how we're really supposed to diagnose gout. We're supposed to take the fluid and look at the crystals. It's cool, but painful. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great rest of the way home. I've got to pull over and 10-100 and cool down the tires. And we'll be back for more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.